to Catechism. It is the this is for the Lord's Day, number 27. We had some internet issues on Sunday, and then there was the holiday off on Monday. So this is late, but I'm, of course, expecting your grace for the delayed posts on this. Without any further ado, I'll pray, and we'll get right into the 27th Lord's Day. Father, we thank you for your goodness toward us. Thank you for bringing us into an existence, giving us life, giving us eternal life in Christ. We pray that you would continue to use us according to your purpose. Father, let us be content and not covetous and discontent, filled with covetousness and jealousy and greed and all these other things. Help us to be content in what you've given us. It's in Christ we pray. Amen. Okay, 27th Lord's Day, and we've been on the two ordinances for the body life of the church, baptism and the Lord's Supper. Now here's some more on baptism. Question 75. How does baptism remind you and assure you that Christ's one sacrifice on the cross is for you personally? So this is a pastoral question. This is a question for you, the church member, the Christian. How does God use baptism graciously toward you and for you and in your life to remind you, number one, and assure you that Christ's one sacrifice on the cross is for you personally? In this way, Christ instituted this outward washing, baptism, and with it gave the promise that as surely as water washes away the dirt from the body, so also his blood and his spirit wash away my soul's impurity. In other words, all my sins. So it's a visual preaching of the gospel to you. It's a visual preaching. It's this outward symbolic showing or proclaiming that Christ washes away your sins by virtue of his sacrifice, by his blood, and by his spirit that dwells within us. So I'll read that again and then read this little bit down here. In this way, Christ instituted this outward washing, and with it gave the promise that as surely as water washes away the dirt from the body, so also his blood and his spirit wash away my soul's impurity. In other words, all my sins. As Christ died and rose for me, so I in him have died to sin and risen to walk in newness of life by faith in him. That's a good summary statement right there of what baptism symbolizes. Christ died and rose for me, so I, in him, have died to sin and rise to walk in newness of life by faith in him. Here are some cross-references just to get you started. Question 76. What does it mean to be washed with Christ's blood and spirit? To be washed with Christ's blood means that God, by his grace, has forgiven my sins because of Christ's blood poured out for me in his sacrifice on the cross. It could be called forgiveness. Could be called justification, being declared right in God's eyes. This means our state of guilt is reversed, and we stand before God as innocent and holy and blameless because of Christ's blood. It's by virtue of his sacrifice. And then to be washed with Christ's Spirit means that the Holy Spirit has renewed me and set me apart to be a member of Christ, spiritually united to him. That's what that means, to be a member of Christ, so that more and more I become dead to sin and increasingly live a holy and blameless life. So the first part of that, being washed by his blood, has to do with our standing before God, being changed from guilty to innocent or from unrighteous to righteous. Now it's talking about the condition of our heart and of our mind as well. We were slaves to sin, slaves to corruption. Now we have the Holy Spirit within us, living within us, so that more and more we become dead to sin and increasingly live a holy and blameless life. That really does happen to God's children. The true Christians, true believers, are increasingly, here's another way to say this, conformed to the likeness of Christ. Or as he says here, become more and more become dead to sin and increasingly live, so that more and more I become dead to sin and increasingly live a holy and blameless life. Question 77, last question for today. Where does Christ promise that we are washed with his blood and spirit as surely as we are washed with the water of baptism? In the institution of baptism, where he says, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. The promise is repeated when Scripture calls baptism the washing of rebirth and the washing away of sins. So the meaning of baptism is significant, and the symbolism of baptism points to the inward spiritual reality of being born again and being washed of sin and washed of corruption. Using a water event makes perfect sense for that. Throughout Scripture, water comes to symbolize not only just the Holy Spirit, but the life of the Holy Spirit within the Christian, the living presence of the Holy Spirit within the Christian. So it makes sense that an ordinance, an event with water would symbolize the work of the Spirit within us. And a memory verse, commit to heart, Titus 3:5, he saved us not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit. So regeneration, which is being born again, is called a washing. It's a spiritual washing. The washing that is regeneration, the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit. Father, thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the forgiveness of sins. Thank you for delivering us from the grip and the guilt of sin. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. All right, thanks again for joining me, and I'll see you on Sunday, that'll be next Sunday, which is just a few days from now, for the 28th Lord's Day, and then next Monday for Confession of Faith, week 28. God bless you. We'll see you soon.